Anything else about AML, particularly recent developments that docs in practice should know about?
Refer out, I would say, is a big one. There is no, I'm trying to think if there's anything, when you look at the newly approved drugs, so gemtuzumab is not new anymore, but that was approved now several years ago. If you look at clofarabine, which is approved for pediatric ALL, but is being used off-label in AML, these are drugs where I would argue, again, that the scope of their utility is sufficiently narrow and specific that it's not totally clear to me how, even as somebody who only does AML, I have trouble making these decisions. It's a little hard for me to understand how somebody who might see one or two patients a year is going to decide which one of these to pick out of a hat. And that's not in any way to sound condescending. In fact, the opposite. It's humbling what's out there. And I would say that to get into tinkering with drugs that might have a few small phase two studies of a few patients here and there is always challenging. Nonetheless, I would say that the treatment of patients with AML who are older is better than supportive care for a lot of patients. So to say to them that there's no point treating you if they have a good performance status, I would say is incorrect. There are randomized data showing clearly that low-dose ARA-C did beat hydroxyurea in supportive care in a large United Kingdom MRC study. So in that sense, the patients who are being told there's no point in getting treated, I would disagree. I would say that the use of growth factors in this disease probably is not helpful. So the widespread use of granulocyte stimulating colony factor or erythropoietin, which often goes along with chemotherapy in these diseases, is probably not supported by the data, with the exception of in patients over 65 who are pancytopenic and sick with an infection. In that setting, granulocyte colony stimulating factors may be of benefit. Pre-treatment, however, the use of these drugs to support counts is probably ineffective and a waste of not only money, but of the patient's time in the office. And I think that with respect to new agents, the thing to keep an eye out for is combinations, because similarly to MDS, it's very difficult to imagine that there's going to be a clear winner in a single agent. And I think the combination data for MDS are going to be in the realm of histone deacetylase inhibitors and methyltransferase inhibitors, for example. In AML, there are definitely chemotherapy combinations, and then there are non-chemotherapy plus chemo combinations, for example, with agents like arsenic, which have a multifaceted mechanism of action. Also, there are antibody treatments, for example, targeted against CD33, that again, the idea would be to have non-toxic or not enhancing toxicity of the chemotherapy, but to have a different mechanism of action completely with some sort of a targeted agent in combination with chemo.